Welcome back to Chronicles of Mild Chaos, the podcast where we unpack life's greatest illusions. Today's topic, vacation. The magical time when you pay thousands of dollars to be stressed in a different location. It all starts with optimism. You say, let's plan a relaxing getaway. Next thing you know, you've got 14 tabs open, 3 spreadsheets, and a Google Doc titled, Operation Escape My Life. You try to book a flight. The airline says, want a seat? That'll be $400. Want to bring a bag? That's $75. Want oxygen? That's extra. You arrive at the airport 3 hours early. Why? Because TSA is a game show now. Will they take your shampoo? Will they randomly swab your elbow? Will you be selected for the surprise shoe removal challenge? Then you board the plane. Your seat doesn't recline. The baby behind you is auditioning for a metal band. And the guy next to you brought a tuna sandwich at 7 a.m. You finally arrive. You're in paradise, except it's raining. Your hotel room has a partial ocean view, which means if you lean out the window and squint, you can see a puddle. You try to relax, but your itinerary says 7 a.m. hike, 9 a.m. snorkeling, 11 a.m. cultural tour, 1 p.m. nap. You're not vacationing, you're in a boot camp run by Pinterest moms. You come back exhausted. Your suitcase is 3 pounds overweight because you bought a decorative coconut. Your skin is sunburned in the shape of your sunglasses, and your bank account is crying. But you post the pics. Caption, best trip ever. Reality, you fought with your travel buddy over sunscreen and cried in a gift shop. So what did we learn? Vacations are just expensive ways to realize you miss your own bed. But hey, at least you got a fridge magnet and a mysterious rash. Thanks for tuning in to the Chronicles of Mild Chaos next week. Why assembling IKEA furniture is a test of your soul. Until then, travel safe, pack snacks, and never trust a hotel that says rustic charm.